Welcome to Divine You, the podcast. My name is Johanna. I'm so excited, so thrilled that you're here with me today. And today is all about calibrating into the next version of you. So maybe you feel like you lose yourself sometimes, or you want to feel or be different, but it's really hard to act accordingly. Or you secretly have like a vision of yourself in your mind, but it's hard to live up to it when you're surrounded by people. So we are going to dive into that. I'm going to share three tips with you, three things that I do and did for myself that helped me immensely with that. I'm still working with that, of course. It's like a never-ending life journey, but I'm definitely here today to help you with that and to calibrate into the next version of you, to really tune into the greatest, most authentic self that really lives their own truth. So if you're here for the ride, then hi. So happy that you're here. And I want to share a little bit of a thought that kind of came to me this morning. And I want to be honest, I was struggling in 2022 a lot. And I will share the whole story. It's like a big reveal at the end of 2023. I'm not going to share it now or in the near future, but I'm going to share what exactly happened and it will blow your mind. But for now, I wanna share just a tiny bit because I was writing with my inner guidance, my intuition this morning. And this is always something that blows my mind because for me, this is the cleanest energy in my whole being. Like, it's so clean, it's so precise, it's so to the point. And I wrote a little bit with my intuition also about the podcast and where I'm heading and what I'm doing and where I'm going. And what came through was not to focus on perfection in this podcast, and rather to share my journey and rather to share where I'm going, what worked for me, what didn't work for me, what I'm heading towards, and just share really authentically and very vulnerable and honest about myself. So I feel this is something very good. It's also a bit challenging, but I also feel like it's a safe space to share here with you as a listener and with me sharing. So I wanted to give you this insight because it might change a bit like the tone of this episode or the tone of all episodes that are about to come, or more like the vibe of the episodes that are about to come. But this one is all about you calibrating into the next version of you. And for me, it always feels like I have a vision. And it's a vision of me in my future self. It's a version of me that I'm longing to live. It's a version where I know she is in a different energy. She is in more abundance, in more freedom, in more gratitude, in more satisfaction, in more peace. And I can really see it and sense it and feel it in the now. If you've never done that, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, this should be your first step. You should connect to your future self and envision her. If you have not done that, then this might not be the episode to listen to, and you might go back to some of the earlier episodes where I'm also going to dive into that. But for now, it's more if you already have a vision of your future and of your future self, but you struggle to live it, and you notice yourself falling back into old habits, as we already talked about in the one episode. And also, you can be aligned to that version for a moment, but then you just notice that when you're surrounded by people, you just come back to your normal experience and normal way of being. So I want to share three tips with you, or three steps that helped me immensely and really changed the way I do this. And the first step is that you need to be laser clear. I noticed that the most problems come when we are not laser clear and we are a bit wishy-washy. It's like a little bit clear in this direction and some vision here and a little bit of thoughts here, but it's not laser clear. It's not, I am like that. I feel like that. I own that. I live that. It's not fully visualized. It's not fully in your focus. You haven't done the work and really sat down and went over your vision a couple of times. Because it's much harder because you are in the now moment. And in the now moment, you have certain thoughts and feelings and conditions. So it's much harder to really, really 100% visualize a future that is completely different. So it's really important for you to take time and do that over and over again. In the beginning, your mind might trick you. And this is really interesting. Your mind sneaks in a little bit of things that are still connected to your now. And this is really interesting because you will find it in the way you visualize and you will find it in the way you write things down or you talk about things. For example, if you say in your future self, I now have the money to do da 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 da. This is already not fully your future self. This is already connected to your now moment or even the past. What you really say in that sentence is, I'm still struggling with money. And I got the money now and this feels amazing, but there's still struggle with the money. This is probably not what you want to manifest and visualize. So there's still attachment from your now, being, which holds you back to be very laser clear on what you really want. So you need to sit down and you need to visualize it a couple of times, write it down, see and find where you, I always say like there are manifestation hiccups. I don't even know how I came up with that, but it's like, there's something which is like, nope, this is not fully right. So you need to become so laser clear that there's no other way than this. It's this, exactly this, and nothing else. It's me in complete abundance. Abundance is just there. I do this, I buy this, da da da. So this is the work. And little side note here, you can also, of course, manifest the version that has like this amount of money. You can do that. Of course, you can do that. What I want to say in this very first tip is just watch out for the, for the things where there's still attachment to issues, obstacles that you have now. And you kind of take them with you in the future, even though what you visualize is that it's already cleared then. So just be very, 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 very careful there. That's the first point. And if you need help for that, or if you have a question, you can always contact me via Instagram. If you feel like there's a hiccup and you don't fully understand that. We were also working with that a lot in my program Living Your Greatness. And this was also when it got so clear for me, oh, this is the biggest issue where people struggle, that they don't fully make the step from the now moment to the clear future version. And this is like such a big hiccup. The second thing is that you need to practice to slide into your future self. And I say sliding because it's like very slowly getting into it, like really preparing to go in. And then you stay there and you probably fall out subconsciously because your subconscious mind just brings you back in the now or brings you back to worry or other things that you're just thinking about. So sliding into your future self means, and you can actually do that with me right now, it really means like if you're sitting or walking or doing something, just ask yourself, how would my future self do that? How would she or he, for example, clean the dishes or sit on this table and write this email? Like really go and ask yourself those questions. How would she feel? How would she think? How would she behave? How would she do exactly what you're doing right now? How would this persona, this future self, how would this persona do that? And really ask yourself the question, and now, how would she walk? How would she look? How would she think in this moment? What would she do? How would she behave? How would she feel? How would she dress? And really get into that. And the more you do that, the more you slide into your future self. And that's what you want. You want to go in the vibration and the energy of your future self as often as you can. So sliding in right now, how would she listen to this podcast? How would she do that? Would she be very conscious? Would she stop in between and reflect on what I'm saying? Would she, I don't know, sit down and drink a tea while doing that? Like, get very conscious and aware, and then just get into this energy. Because when you ask yourself those questions, the answers come and you suddenly start to shift here. Oh, she would drink a tea, or she would sit there, or she would take a blanket. And when you start doing that, you automatically get into the vibe. It's like, and suddenly you feel different. And you're like, oh, this feels like my future self. Amazing. I love it. And then even compounded it, make it even bigger. Oh, what would she do now? Oh, she would be grateful. I'm so grateful that I can listen to this podcast. So amazing. I got this insight. Thank you for that. She would be so aware. She would be asking herself, what do you want to do next? Or whatever. And really get into the zone. And if you do that at least once or twice or three times, your life will change, because what you do is you bring yourself into a new reality. You shift into this new reality and you bring yourself into the energy of your vision, of your future self, of the reality that you're just creating and building. So this is such a big thing, and it's so much fun to do that. And as more often you do that, the more fun it gets. And I do it while talking into the microphone, like, oh, my future self would do this, she would do this. And I feel already changed by just sharing that with you. And it's so much fun. I just truly love it. And yeah, just do it. Do it now, do it later, do it a couple of times today. Listen to this podcast a couple of times to do it over and over again. Maybe just this section of the podcast or the whole thing. Do it. Your life will change. The third tip I want to give you is also very important, because there will be moments when you don't feel like you can do that. There will be moments where you feel like, I can't slide into my future self. It's so hard. I'm tired. I'm frustrated. I'm sad. I'm disappointed. I'm scared. I can't do it. And this is the moment where you need epic compassion for yourself. Like, loving yourself as much as you can and just be like, that's okay. You don't have to. Right now is the time to fully love myself. This is the time to really hone into self-love and give yourself a hug and lie down and do something good for you. And the most craziest thing is that when you do that, you also slide into your future self, because she, I'm pretty sure she would do that. She would take epic, or would have epic compassion for herself and take care of herself. So if you feel like, oh, it's not working, this day is just stupid, everything goes wrong, whatever the story is, epic compassion. I love you. It's okay. Let's breathe, let's sit down, let's cry, let's be angry, let's be frustrated, let's call someone, whatever. Just epic compassion and be like, it's okay, you can feel like that, it's fine. It will pass. And that's the very important thing. Things will pass, feelings will pass, situations will pass. So if you feel bad, just feel bad. And then there will be a new moment where you can slide back into your future self. And maybe already through like having so much compassion for you, you already slide it into your future self and suddenly feel like, oh yeah, I'm holding myself in my arm and I feel like this is my future version. I love it. Thank you. So these are the three tips. It's honestly quite simple, but you have to do the work. You really have to do the work. You have to get laser clear. You have to slide into your future self every day. And then if you feel like you have a bad day or a bad moment, just have epic compassion for yourself. That's it. It's nothing worse, nothing hard, nothing you can't do. You can do everything I told you today. You can do it right now. You can start right now. You can do it every day. That's it. Just do it. It's so simple. You just have to do it. You just have to do it. The slogan from Nike, it's so true. Just do it. Because people struggle the most with doing the things that are most important. It's not that we do the things that really move us in the direction that we want to. We often do the busy things like being on our phone, texting, scrolling through Instagram, being tired, drinking coffee, watching TV, watching too much YouTube videos, but we don't do the things that really change something. But you can change right now by just asking yourself different questions, sliding into your future self, and then act from your future self, and you will see you create a different life. So, my lovely people out there, the task for this episode is actually start sliding into your future self right now. Just do it as a little bit of a training, like you're training a new muscle or you go to the gym. Start sliding into your future self. Maybe once, maybe three times today. Just do it and make it a practice. If you feel like you want to share some insight from this episode or some change, something that really excites you or makes you happy, then you can connect with me on Instagram. It's Johanna van Löchtern. You also find everything in the show notes. If you listen to this on YouTube or on Spotify or iTunes or wherever, you could do me such a big favor in either commenting and leaving some of your thoughts under this video or just making a review or a rating, because this helps like the podcast to grow, and it also helps to connect to more people and reach more people. So it's not an uplifting for you, but it's uplifting for all of us. And finally, if you feel the call to really tune into your next version, into your future self, and you feel the call for one-on-one coaching because you still feel there are some obstacles, some challenges where you want support because you want to just create your reality more quickly and more efficiently, than one-on-one coaching could be for you, and you find the link in the show notes. Last but not least, very important, next week you get a meditation exactly about sliding into your future self. This is going to be so much fun. Enjoy the meditation, and I'm so looking forward to talking to you on Instagram or wherever. And I love you. I love us together journeying through this life, and I send you so much love. Bye bye.